پایگاه فرهنگی اطلاع رسانی راسخون.
Let's talk now a bit about how to wire up events to your page class. So we looked at one way in the example I showed you earlier of wiring up the load event by overriding a virtual function. And this is a technique you can use for all of the events that are defined in the page lifecycle. So there's a corresponding virtual function, just like you see here, for each of those events. And the naming is simply the prefix on with the actual event. So there's on init, there's on pre-render, there's on load, there's on load complete, etc. So one technique you can use. If you're working in Visual Studio, however, that's not the standard technique you'll see. The standard technique is the one you see on the bottom down here. And this one is kind of less obvious, but all you need to do is create a function named page underscore and then the name of the event you want to add a handler for. And what happens when you do this is it will ASP.NET will implicitly subscribe that function via a delegate to the corresponding event in the page lifecycle. So you don't have to wire it up yourself. You don't have to override a virtual function. All you have to do is write a function that is named that. And this is a feature called auto event wire up that is enabled by default. And it is the preferred model in Visual Studio 2008 as well as 2005. There are other techniques, by the way, just so you know, in case you run across them. You can also do this. You can always access the events directly as members on your page class, because these are all simply .NET events defined on the system.web.ui.page base class. So you can always use the plus equals syntax to subscribe a new delegate, and you don't even have to allocate the delegate as a version 2. It'll just implicitly create it for you. So you can create your own functions in that manner if you like. So let's go ahead and try this. I'm going to go back to our demo here, and let's try adding another event handler. And just to keep it simple, let me try using that auto event wire up technique that I described. In fact, if you ever want to control that, you want to control the auto event wire up, you can specify here auto event wire up. And it defaults to true, so this is not strictly necessary. But if you wanted to disable it, you could turn it off by default by setting it to false. That was the default in 2003, by the way. It always generated the auto event wire up and set it to false because they preferred other techniques. So once that is set to true, and knowing that it's set to true, we can create a protected function. It must have the right signature. Void, call it page underscore, and let's do load complete. So the one that comes right after the load event. And the signature must be the standard event handler signature, passing an object reference, which is the sender, and an event args parameter, which are the parameters coming in from the sender. And inside of here, we could do something just like write to the response just to get something out there. Page load complete called. Okay, so that's an example of wiring up an event handler using the auto event wire up mechanism and having it implicitly wired up to the corresponding event. So let's try launching that page, localhost hellocb.aspx is the right file. And notice at the top our page load complete event did in fact fire. We were able to trap it. So you can use that technique to subscribe to any of the events just by prefixing the function name with the name capital P page.